The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Community Issues and Missions. It is great to be back with you again. As always, I am your host, Jeremy Ross. And I can actually crack this joke that, so I have the FFA with me, and I've got two state reporters. Now, you might be wondering, how is that even possible? Well, I will tell you that there's a very reasonable explanation for that. So as we've been teasing over the past couple months leading up here to the midpoint of the year, we have now hit the transition period once again for our state officers. So we're now moving from one team into the next. So I have Sam Loy, the reporter who's been with us for the past year. And I also have Thomas Strong, who is the new reporter for this upcoming year. So how are the both of you doing today, having just gone through quite the FFA experience here?
Well, I think it took there were a few days there that were mostly full of napping, but I think I'm getting recovered, and I think Tommy's getting a little more well-adjusted.
Yeah, it was a little stressful there for a little while, but I'm pulling through. Yeah.
Right, because you're both coming off of a state convention.
We are.
Which is one of the biggest events that you have, mm-hmm. And I'm always interested to hear that, because for you guys, now having just come off it, you had a lot that you had to prepare for and memorize mm-hmm. for that event. So tell me how that event went this year.
Yeah, it went honestly very well. We were all a little stressed for it, but one of the cool things we get to do in Pennsylvania is when we do farm show, we have our midwinter convention, which kind of is like a precursor to state convention. So we rode into State College about last Sunday-ish, and we'd spent the Thursday, Friday, Saturday up until that point in Somerset at a retreat where we got to stay in a cabin and we practiced a lot of our script parts, our reflections, and we rehearsed basically the entire time. But it's a little cut off from the rest of society. We're kind of just doing our own thing out in the woods, so that's kind of cool. And then we came in Monday, we did setup and final script changes, and then we got into state convention Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of last week, which was the week of the 12th, 13th, and the 14th, I believe, were the dates of states. Then our first day, a lot of people come in, registration happens, and a few of our contests start. Not a lot of them, but some of our career and leadership development events that we hold in FFA go on that first day. But for the most part, people are just moving in, getting acquainted. We stay in the Penn State dorms. We're in new renovated dorms this year, so we had air conditioning for, I think, the first time. So that was pretty cool. All the rooms were, I mean, we couldn't change the air level, but they were all air conditioned, which is more than we can say from previous years. But Wednesday, then, is our big contest day. Tuesday night, we do an opening session. So me and my teammates did a lot on stage. We introduced people. We had some guest speakers, and we just got everyone in the convention mood, kind of. We get to stay in the Bryce Jordan Center, so there's a lot of flashing lights, loud music. Kind of gets everyone amped up for the next 2 days where they'll go and compete. Then Wednesday is when a lot of those competitions take place. There are public speaking contests, vet science, food science, some of the more practical knowledge tests that our students will go through. We had about 2,000 students at a state college, and then Wednesday night, we did another session where we recognized our parents, our school administration, our teachers, and then some other student achievements. And then Thursday was our final session. We recognized all the winners of all the contests, and 7 new people got chosen to take our spots. So I'm actually, at this point, retired. I am no longer the state reporter, but I'm here with Tommy, and Tommy's actually from my school, so we went to school together, and now he gets to be reporter after me, so it's pretty cool.
So it's an even more direct handoff of the torch in this instance. Mm-hmm. Since
it was
two of you.
Yeah. It was a 2-minute drive to his house this morning. Yeah. So.
So, and what's interesting, so you said there was about 2,000 students. Now, that was more, I think, even than last year had, because last year was about 1,500, I think, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So we're starting to get an increased number, which is cool, because as it is, we take up probably like not even a fourth of the whole Bryce Jordan Center, and it still looks like there's a lot of people there. But if we could start packing, like, you know, filling up the whole fishbowl, like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I've said on a few occasions that, what would it be, about 2 years ago? Yeah, something like that, when we were actually there on site to receive the reward for the station. In looking around there, I was like, all right, there's a lot of students here, and yet this place is still, like, it's massive.
Yeah.
I've talked about that, what that'd be like to get to that point just to fill the whole thing up.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, yeah, and it definitely seems like you're well on your way to doing that. And since you're officiating this whole thing, you know, as the officers and as the team, I think somebody had said before, but refresh my memory, about how many pages roughly of, like, script, basically, did you have to memorize?
So as a team, collectively, I wrote the script. Well, I helped write the script. It was a group effort. We took last year's script. It was about total 70 pages, and we each were responsible for memorizing probably 10 or so, I'd say.
Right.
There were about 7 of us, 70 pages. It was like 10 pages each, but it was quite a bit. And some of them are ceremony parts. So, like, they're in our FFA, like, rule book and stuff. So we have to follow those. Those are the hardest, because if you mess those up, then you're technically breaking from the set guidelines of the ceremonies. For some of the things, like, if we're coming out to introduce someone, if we forget our entire lines, it's okay as long as we remember their name and what they're doing. We can just make something up. But for things like that, if you forget your lines, you're like, oh, crap. Because a lot of the people sitting in the crowd know those ceremony parts, first off, so that if we're messing them up, they're like, that doesn't sound quite right. And second off, we're technically breaking our own rules, but, like, those rules aren't exactly, no one's going to call us out for that, but it's still something our advisor, Mr. Brammer, prefers if we get right.
Yeah, you want to try and stick to that. Mm-hmm. So between, like, the process of remembering the lines and then how that all fits together into the structure, which would you say was more challenging, the remembering of the lines or just remembering how the flow of it all goes together?
For me, it was weird because normally I'd struggle with the lines, but for me it was a little more the flow.
Okay.
Because sometimes we have to enter in from a certain side of the stage, and if I'm coming in from the left side, we don't really have a backstage area. There's a hallway that runs through the Bryce Jordan Center, so if you're on one side and you need to be on the other, you have to run through this back hallway.
I remember that.
So it can get a little hectic, especially if you're speaking, you get off stage, then you have to get to the other side, so you're running over there. So that for me, that was a little more difficult. And then for some of my teammates, obviously, just memorizing all of the lines was trickier for them, but we got through it, luckily. So.
Very nice, very nice. So, Tommy, what was the event, the whole conference, like from your perspective?
So I, of course, had to interview for a state office, and there were about 20 of us that interviewed, and 7 of us get it. So it was stressful leading up to it, of course. I had to prepare an intro speech and had to be able to just answer just one-on-one questions and different things like that. So preparing through all of this throughout convention, we're all held in one room there in the Bryce Jordan Center. So we kind of get to know each other pretty well, but we just sit there, and it was a lot of waiting, but a lot of good time, good bonding time with now my new teammates, along with all the other candidates that ran as well. But I also was able to compete in a parliamentary procedure competition, one of the career development events that we hold there in FFA. And so I was in and out being able to compete in that and then come back to state office and interview for there. So it was a good time. It was definitely my favorite convention so far.
Okay, very nice. And then you had to wait all the way up until almost the very end before the announcement was made, right?
Yeah, we finished our interviews about midday on Wednesday, and they didn't tell us till about 11 on Thursday morning. So it was just a lot of waiting time.
Sam, you're sitting here grinning. You've got something on your mind for that.
I just know, especially how me and my teammates felt, like, we finished Wednesday, but we didn't finish Wednesday till
probably midnight.
Oh, wow.
We had 28 candidates run with us, and it was just a little slower than they'd typically gone in the past. They'd had that amount of candidates before. It was just something got messed up somewhere, and it took a little longer. So we were getting dinner at like 8 p.m., and we were finishing at like midnight. So the next day, I got back to my room and basically fell asleep up until the next session. So we didn't have a lot of waiting time, which I feel for him because I wouldn't want to wait that long.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful because we finished our interviews on Wednesday, they know the team. So there are some 8-10 people that know who the team is going to be, but they don't tell us until Thursday. So it's a lot of waiting.
So especially if you happen to like interact with any of those people throughout the day, you're just kind of like, wait, what are they thinking here?
Yeah, I actually got to interact, and they just asked me to like politely walk away because they didn't want to talk to me about it either. So it's fun.
All right, I gotcha. So you get the honor of introducing the whole team, you know, for this new year. So tell us who's going to be joining you now for this upcoming year with the FFA.
So this next year, I'll be serving as state reporter. I'll start from the top. Our state president is Timber Tebus from West Perry. So she's just on the other side of Perry County from Greenwood. Our vice president is Brandon Bixler from the Grassland FFA, which is in Lancaster County. Our secretary is Michael Riggs from Gettysburg, or the Battlefield FFA chapter. Our treasurer is Killian George from the Cumberland Valley FFA chapter. Like I said, I'm a reporter, and then it goes down to Sentinel, who is Erilyn Oatman from the Manor FFA chapter in Lancaster County. And then Mackenzie Glass is from the Myersdale FFA chapter in Somerset County.
All right. And so, and I do this with each of the officers, every time that there's a new face that I get to talk to. So for yourself personally, go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about what brought you to where you're at now with being an FFA state officer.
So I personally, at Greenwood, you get to be a part of the middle school FFA chapter if you want to. So ever since seventh grade, I've been a part of FFA in some way, shape, or form, which most students don't get to interact with it until they get to high school. So I've been pretty involved in FFA. It's one of the biggest things in our school. I just graduated with 51 other people in my graduating class. So we're a very small school, but our FFA chapter has 139 people in it. So it's over half of our high school that's involved in FFA. So it's always a fun time. You always meet great people and have great friendships in it. So just from freshman year, I've just tried to be involved as much as I can. I've really gained a sense of leadership from it and really have been able to hone in on those skills. And it's an inspiring thing to see these state officers that make an impact on the students throughout their year of service, and it's always something that I've wanted to do, and so it's crazy that I'm finally able to serve.
And I must say, you know, having had the privilege of talking to many of the officers over these past couple years, you'll learn a lot over the next year. You will definitely learn a lot, and it'll be very beneficial for you. What would you say you're looking forward to the most over this next year?
Well, personally, the state officers, my freshman year, they made a huge impact on me just to make sure, like, I knew where my spot was. To be able to, like, touch those other students and touch those other members, I feel like it would just be such a rewarding experience.
Okay. And before we wrap up here, so Sam, now that you're moving on from the FFA, what are your plans for the future here in the next couple years?
I'll be returning to Penn State. I did a year of college before state office, so I'm going to be a 21-year-old sophomore, so that should be interesting. So I'm returning to there. I have an apartment. I'm going to pursue a degree in ag education, so I'd like to be an ag teacher and an FFA advisor, and then hopefully one day be able to have students that go through FFA and maybe some state officers along the way, stuff like that. And I plan on graduating college. I think I'm class of 2022 now, I think. Yeah, because I was class of 21. Now I'm class of 22. So I'll be graduating about 3-ish years. And then I guess at that point I got to start being a real adult. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's that portion where you suddenly finish, you're like, oh man, now I have to like decide all this stuff on my own.
Yeah.
It does hit you, but you have a lot of time to really think through what it is that you want to do and get some more structure, some more learning under your belt. So, well, I mean, hey, like I always say, this program just flies by super, super fast. So it's been a pleasure having you both here. I look forward, Tommy, to talking with you more throughout the next year and the rest of the officers with you. Sam, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and your team over this past mm-hmm. year. And I wish you all the best for, you know, your futures and where you're going to be going. Until next time, thank you for listening. I'm Jeremy Ross, and we'll see you next week for Community Issues and Missions.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.